going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, I saw this clip covered by Darius M. And I thought to myself, this is a succulent, mouth-watering dish that needs to be included in the Feast of Fatality. Oh, gentlemen, I'm actually going to include the clip just so you can see how this goes down. Now, this particular dish was prepared on the 6th of September, so it is piping hot. Man demolishes house. Ex-wife won after they got divorced. An estranged ex-husband has demolished the house his ex-wife won in the divorce case shortly after their divorce. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Whoa! A video cited by alreadyviral.com on social media shows the demolished house with a male voice in the background narrating what happened. According to the voice, the woman is yet to see the dilapidated house as she has not returned home from work. The video was shared on TikTok with the overlay text that reads, quote unquote, in a divorce, woman gets the house, but her ex-husband demolishes it. This man is the hero that divorced men do not deserve. Yes, gentlemen, I watched that video and I started laughing my ass off. Oh, that was just so, it was so delicious to see that. Why? Because let's go ahead and think about this. So many men have been rendered destitute, paying for a house that they no longer live in. And to add insult to injury, she moves the new man into the house that he is still paying for while he's damn near homeless. Oh no, gentlemen. And to be completely and totally honest about this, we need more men to start doing this. Yes, sir, I agree. But anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it was the family home that got murdered. So I'm going with a 10. Method of execution, heavy machinery. Gotta go with a 10 on that one. Psychological impact. Oh, when she gets home to see that demolished house, I'm gonna go with a 15 on that one. And for the brutality factor, come on now. You see him with a crane and his best friend with a bulldozer. So you know I'm gonna give that one a 10. So Demolisher Dan gets a score of 45. Oh yes, that was just so damn satisfying to see. See, this is why I made a video a long time ago explaining to the meat sack why I would never buy a home whilst I was still a married man. Nope. And like a self-fulfilling prophecy, look where we are now. We live in separate places. So, hey. And besides, like I said, adding insult to injury of the new man in your house, you're paying for him to live there and bang your ex-wife? Oh, no, 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 no. See, gentlemen, honestly, I hope more men start doing this. You guys might remember a video I did a long time ago about a man over in, I think it was England. His ex-wife got their flat, their condo, and he literally blew it up. But yet and still, this is why women have to have children before the man gets the house. Why? Because children are lovable little human shields. I think, honestly, more men would destroy their homes if they didn't have children. But, hey, that's another video for another time. Read the short article. Watch the video that I'm going to put in. Let me know what you guys think. And ladies, here is another clear example that the power will eventually go out. Political, social, law enforcement, all of it. It will go out. Feminism and the corrupt family court will go out right along with it. Because as this man clearly demonstrated, he no longer cared about the consequences of his actions. So he decided to act. Now, of course, the comment section were like, oh my God, I see why he or she divorced him, blah, 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 blah. A lot of these people could not understand what was going through that man's mind and why he did that. But hey, a lot of married men, they truly understand. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
I don't know if this is funny or what, or not, but my neighbors over here are getting a divorce. She told him last night that he told her last night that she could have the house and everything in it. Well, this morning he goes and rents some heavy equipment, and him and his best friend has been over here today while she's been at work, and she hasn't got home yet. She has no idea. So, yeah. I don't know. Oh, well.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.